Hello, 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 my little bedroom playmates. This is Nika Ray, and I have my co-host with me, Joy B, and she will be joining us shortly. Looks like I have her on here. Joy, are you there?
Yes.
Joy?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Great. We can hear you. How are you, honey?
I'm doing wonderful on this Monday evening. How is everyone? I hope everyone had a great Monday.
Oh, we all know that Monday can be the roughest day of the week. But I hope everyone had a good Monday and they're ready to relax and chill with us this evening. Tonight's topic is the curiosity of women, and I got this name from Joy, actually, so thank you, Joy. So we're talking about bisexuality in heterosexual relationships. So there are many women out there who are considered bi-curious, and they're interested in being involved with someone of the same sex. And we want to discuss that tonight. There are so many taboos against it, so many things people say is morally wrong, it's not right, and all of that. So I really want us to dive into this conversation tonight. I do have a guest speaker. Hopefully she'll be calling in soon, where she will also kind of share some of her experiences being out as a bisexual woman and actually experiencing some same-sex and heterosexual love. So, of course, I always like to try to start us off with a little song. Joy, do you have anything to say before we get into our music for the night?
Not at this time.
Alrighty. So, my first song, and let me... I'm just going to play this right here. This is Usher, Seduction.
Since you were sexy, erotic. trying to chill, but she got me on the spot. She's so cocky, and the way that she watching me got me feeling hot. Sure they know that I got a girl, and I really can't break the rules. Plus, paparazzi snap the shots, and it's hard for me to shake these fools. So do I one, put it on the, work my way to the front. Do I two, play my part and chill, don't tell the fool no stunts. Or maybe three, yeah, change the cat, sending me on the hunt. Nah, bump that, I ain't no punk, I'ma get a shot at what she want. Watch this.
Alrighty, so we are back. So it looks like I have someone that wanted to make a comment. So I wanted to make sure I let everyone know that you are listening to the G-Spot with Mika Ray on blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. So you can follow us there. We have many other shows as well that you can listen to and chime in. With we have Brunch in the Basement with Javon every Saturday from 11 until 1 o'clock. And this week she's having Evelyn Champagne King on, so that should be a great show. And then on Sundays we have Sunday Evening Shout with Javon as well. So just making sure you all are aware of that. If you have a question or comment, press 1 and we will bring you on. So I have 8109, you are on the line. Did you have a comment? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this 8109?
This is Terry. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you, Terry?
I'm good, Mika. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for calling me in tonight.
You're very welcome. I think this is a very serious topic that holds a lot of women bondage from who they really are. And I am appreciative that you would have it, because back when I was struggling with it, there was no outlet.
So in what ways were you struggling with it? And if you don't mind sharing, what is your sexuality? What are some of the things that you have experienced, I guess, in regards to bisexuality?
Well, how long is this show?
Well, it's an hour show, but you can go ahead and talk. We're here to listen.
Well, I didn't really know what I was or who I was. I didn't define it. In first grade, I was in love with my first grade teacher.
Oh, wow.
I used to raise my hand so that she could lean over my desk and help me with work.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
That didn't occur to me too many years later when someone asked me when did I realize that I was interested in women. And I had to think back, and I kept thinking back further and further and further. And that was my first memory of having any attraction to women. But because I raised my family in the 80s in the North, it wasn't allowed. So, of course, I had a husband. And by that time, I was very aware that I loved women. But I loved men, too.
So how did it work out with you and your husband being with women? Like, was he accepting of that?
Well, dating, he knew that I was bisexual, and their statement was always, it was fine as long as they could share. They just did not know that I'd sneak around and be with the woman I didn't want to share.
Oh.
So they don't call that being disloyal.
This is really an eye-opening conversation for Joy and I, because we haven't really, it's not really discussed in our society. You know, we don't talk about it much, and it's either you're lesbian, you're gay, or, you know, transsexual. But the bisexual piece is normally left out of LGBT. So
right.
They receive, you know, discrimination from the heterosexual community, but then also from the LGBT community, because we don't really include them.
That is so true. It's hardly, and it's not even permitted. I'm a lesbian right now, and I'm very happily married. But my wife says that I'm still bisexual because I don't have a preference of woman. Whether it's an aggressive woman or passive, whether it's a film or it's a boy, she says that I'm still bisexual. And I'm very attracted to men, and she knows that.
Well, I don't think that you're – well, not to cut you off, I just want to come to chime in a little bit. I don't think our sexuality is necessarily determined by who we are currently in a relationship with. So you could definitely still be, you know, a bisexual female that is just in a relationship with another female, or a heterosexual woman, or quote-unquote, I guess, heterosexual woman who's married to a man but desire women. So I don't think who we are in a relationship with actually determines our sexuality.
Well, I think what happens is the person that we are in the relationship with determines our sexuality for their comfort level, and we go with that.
I love that you said that, because a lot of our sexuality is also determined by society's view. And we sit there and we actually become who we want, who they want us to be in the open for their comfort. So I like that you made that point. I thought that was very good.
Very true.
Suck
That's very true.
So at this
yeah,
time, you? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say that's also a true across the board, that not only it's irrelevant for sexuality, but for a lot of our characteristics in a relationship, we try to be what the other person wants us to be.
I was reading a study earlier today, and it stated that one university found that in a group of heterosexual women, 60% were physically interested in other women. 45% made out with a woman in the past, and 50% had fantasies about the same sex.
What is the percentage of had fantasies?
50%.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to chime in for my part.
Okay.
I'm heterosexual. I've never experienced being with a woman, but I have fantasized about women, and still do. Sometimes, but I've never gotten to that far of a desire to where I want to experience being with a woman. It's just always fantasies. When I see a woman out in public, I look at the ass more than the man sometimes. So I don't know why, but and I realized the first time that I was attracted, I guess, to women, I don't know, when I was early 20s, and it was actually one of my friends that I was close to that I actually fantasized about. She doesn't know this. But You know, and I was like, where did that come from? I don't know. But, again, it hasn't gotten to that point to where I'm like, oh, I want to, you know, see what it's really like. It's just always stayed at the fantasy level. I don't know if I ever will get to that point because I don't really think about that. It's just I fantasize about it, and then it's just it's out of my head after I have that fantasy. So I don't know. I don't know why so many women are curious, whether they go all the way or they just are like me and they just stay fantasizing.
See, I think that is a very good point because this is how I feel about fantasies. We have many fantasies in life. We have many sexual fantasies and things that we want to do in the bedroom and ways that we want to explore. But for me, I feel like the fantasy sometimes is a little bit better than the actual act. I don't know if you two agree with that.
I agree because a fantasy, you can anything goes in your fantasy. And then if you actually, I'm sure a lot of people have experienced this when they've had a crush on someone and fantasized, and then finally they, you know, it comes to life where they finally do something with that person. And it's like, oh, my gosh, my fantasy was better than this real shit, you know. So I totally agree. Like, Like, the fantasies to me are much, much more better than – I can't say everybody, you know, has experienced the fantasies better than the real. Some people probably have had the real and was like, yes, this is exactly how I fantasize this, you know.
Yeah, well, our mind tends to make things, I mean, our imagination can be very, very, very powerful. So I think when we're fantasizing about something, we're hoping for something, we're wishing for something, then it does come out a little bit, it just seems bigger than life. But then when we actually experience it, it was like, oh, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but... Terry, we really appreciate you sharing. Did you have more you wanted to share? I think there was a question. Let me see. Where is the question I had?
I think that fantasies are safe. A lot of fantasies are safer as fantasies, especially for me, because I'd probably be locked up or something for some of my fantasies.
Oh, wow.
I mean, because of my level of fantasies, I outgrew porn at teenage years. So,
yeah,
they couldn't do anything for me. And it might be because of my activities as a bisexual woman also.
Yeah,
and my, you know, I mentioned before my addiction. It heightened my bisexuality.
I'm sure it did because it gave you more avenues to explore sexually.
Mm-hmm.
So you were able to do more. If you got bored with something over here, you could do this. And then you just, I think when we allow ourselves to be open sexually anyway, not to the point of addiction, Terry, but where we're open enough to allow ourselves to explore, we can really reach a sense of, a heightened sense of pleasure beyond our imagination. But we have to be willing to open our mind and shed those moral concepts that says, you know, that sex is supposed to be one way. And I think that we are owners of our own bodies, and we can decide, as long as we're being safe, we can decide what we want to do sexually and how we want to explore and what we want that to look like. We shouldn't have to worry about what society thinks or why it's not right or, you know, whatever, whatever. We have one life to live, and I feel if we're being safe, we're not hurting anyone or ourselves, we're not having multiple babies, I think we should explore. have fun exploring. That's my opinion. So I have some callers, so I'm going to bring them on. So the next caller is 0884. And Tara, you can kind of say that if you want to.
That's fine.
Okay. I have 0884. Hang on, let me see.
Yes.
0884, are you on?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. Thank you. So, what did you want to chime in on?
Well, I'm kind of speaking on behalf of two different parties. Well, three, I should say. I'm speaking on speaking on behalf of bisexual women, women in a heterosexual relationship with children. Or with a child, I should say. And speaking from a polyamorous view.
Oh, okay.
Right. So.
And I want you, when you get to polyamory, I want you to kind of let people know what that is. Because, you know, some people don't know what polyamory is. Okay.
Yes. Polyamory is, I guess you, I hate to put things in a box of, you know, sexual orientation or belief, but it is kind of a mix of the two. You believe that you can be openly in love with more than one person. And a lot of people have their different, you know, aspects or versions of, you know, what that means. But to me, I'm a true bisexual. I cannot say that I love men more than I love women, or that I prefer one more than the other. It's like a light switch. It's just like some days you want chocolate, some days you want chips. You can't, but you can honestly say that you like both. You can't say you like one more than the other. So that's pretty much how I see, like, my sexuality. Probably in middle school or high school, I started really getting into, I had a boyfriend and I had a girlfriend, and they both knew about each other, and it wasn't like the guy has a chance for a threesome. It wasn't even like that. It was just like, I love the both of you, and I would like to be with the both of you. And they were both open and not, you know, I was open and honest about the situation, and they understood that, and I kind of carried that through my adulthood. Now, I didn't do it with all my relationships. You know, I've had exclusive relationships with men and exclusive relationships with women. But the relationship that I'm in now, you know, we've been going on 4 years. You know, we just had our first child. From the beginning of our relationship, I was very open with him about my sexuality. And I was very open with him. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just wanted to hear how he felt about it, but I didn't mean to cut you off, so it seems like you'll
get
to
that. Oh, no,
you're okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, at first, you know, he was skeptical. He wasn't your average guy thinking, oh, I can just have a chance at a threesome. And, you know, he didn't have that average guy mindset. Of course, there's the subject of, you know, jealousy or not necessarily possession, but, you know, sometimes you don't want to share. And I understood that. But I did kind of explain to him there will be times where, you know, I'm going to want a woman and I'm not going to go and cheat. I don't believe in that. But I will be open with you when I do have those moments where I'm like, hey, you know, can we kind of invite somebody? So it started off kind of slow. You know, I started taking him out with me with girls that I liked, just to show him the type of girls that I liked. Then it progressed to, you know, casual threesomes, just, you know, kind of getting him open to what I was looking for. And eventually he met one of my really good friends that I told him I was very interested in. I had been interested in her for a long time. And she had been open to the idea of, you know, being a part of our relationship. He liked her as well. So, I mean, we tried it out. And, you know, it was successful. Granted, we didn't stay together long. But we all still remained friends. You know, it was just something that we all wanted to try to do together, mm-hmm. and it was successful. So now that, you know, we kind of brought it in slow, it ended up, you know, being something that he understood. Like, I'm not going to cheat on you. I'm not going to go behind your back. I'd much rather just be open and honest about it. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like if people are open and honest about things from the jump, then they can really keep away from a lot of drama and a lot of BS. You know, just be honest. You never know what a person is into. And, you know, he didn't think that he'd be into that kind of thing at first. And now he sees where I'm coming from and how it could be a beautiful thing if it is, if it's all right.
Okay. Well, I think that is a great segue to talk about that, you know, there needs to be a sense of safety within,
yeah.
you know, if you are a heterosexual woman or a bisexual woman in a relationship with a male and you want to explore with another female, there needs to be a sense of safety. And bringing up the conversation, discussing it, being open and honest and upfront in the beginning makes a very big difference in making that a safe space for you to explore your curiosity if you haven't done it, or just explore the fact that you enjoy the company of another woman. So I love that you said that. And I also like the fact that you said that he wasn't a typical male, because some men, when they do allow that to happen, and kind of Terry touched on that earlier, it's because they want to be a part of it or they want to watch. And I don't know if you all seen the episode of Love and Hip Hop where I don't forget the girl's name now because I don't really watch that show, but I happened across this episode, and one of the girls had her girlfriend, her best friend, who was also her lover, come and visit her and her husband. And the husband was thinking, oh, yeah, we're going to have a threesome. And she's like, no, baby, we're not. So I thought that was it was very good that your male partner allowed you that space without feeling like he had to be a part of it. And I know it probably took a lot of strength for him to do that, because it's hard for anyone to share their lover with anybody, whether it's the same sex or the opposite sex. So it takes a lot of courage, a lot of strength. I want to play a song really quickly, then I'm going to come back. I have two callers on hold, and I want you two to stay there. It's 4997 and 0912, so we will bring them on next, okay?
Okay.
I love that song. That is by Mac Wow, Don't Turn Me Down. I think that was perfect for our conversation. Because if I'm asking you for something, please do not turn me down. Okay, so we're going to move on to our two callers that are holding. And I didn't want them to hold much longer because they've been holding the whole time. So I'm going to bring on 4997. And I believe this is our male, this is from our male perspective. So I'm going to bring him on. Hello, 4997.
Hey, what's up?
How are you? How are you? Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been listening?
I've been listening since the beginning of the show.
Oh, great, great, great. So what do you have to say about this topic?
Well, I wanted to just give a quick account of something that I personally experienced. Several years ago, I dated somebody who our relationship lasted an amount of 3 years, and during those 3 years, she had a girlfriend the whole time I was with her, and I was well aware of this the whole entire time. But
okay.
You know, the interesting thing about that was when she brought it up to me, she mentioned to me that even though that she had a girlfriend, that I was the one that she wanted to be with more than the other. You know, it was kind of like, it was a friendship of convenience with the other female, is how she kind of put it. Like, they had been friends for a long time, but they also shared time together. And kind of arbitrarily, you know, kind of became girlfriends over the years. But there was never really an emotional connection there. You know, it was more like a friendship with benefits, if you will. But, you know, and I had met her a couple of times. And the interesting thing about it was that there was a couple times that we were supposed to have a quote-unquote threesome, and it was funny because my girlfriend, when she saw me start to get intimate with the other female, became a little jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because I was like, well, I mean, I kind of let you have your cake and eat it too. I mean, and I can indulge a little bit myself. I mean, but you know what? I never got mad about it because, you know, I think when you're dealing with this particular lifestyle or women of this lifestyle, whether it's bisexuality or anything in between, and or even a swinger lifestyle, you have to approach it from a very open mind. You cannot be an insecure idiot going through this at all. Because, I mean, you have – because what I think a lot of men tend to fail to understand is that I think sex overall with women is 90% mental and 10% actually physical. You know what I mean? So that's just my perspective of it. And the thing is that you can – if you understand the psychology behind sexuality, I mean – you can end up having a lot more enjoyable experiences together, even if you do bring a third party into it, and also feel confident that this person is not gonna, you know, run behind your back. Because I think it's kind of like, you know, I'm gonna use a metaphor here, but you know, when you have a dog on a leash, you know, the looser the leash, you know, the likelier that dog is gonna come home to you or come back to you. I hate to say, not to refer to women as dogs or anything, but you know, it's just a metaphor, like, you know. You give people their space, their freedom to practice as they will. And, you know, it's kind of like they'll always come back to you, and which was the case the entire time. You know, no matter how many times I said, babe, you know, go out, go have fun, do your thing. I mean, if you want to have your moment alone with your girl, go ahead, do that. I'm going to do me, you know. and it was never a problem. It really wasn't. And I think it definitely is a case-by-case basis because everybody's jealousy levels are different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody has a tolerance level that is different to – my tolerance level is different from the next man. You know what I mean? So I think as long as communication exists between the two, there's really not much that could not be understood or be explored, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and And I think as opposed to, like, why some women may have the fantasy, I mean, whether women are able to discuss it openly or not, the bottom line truth of it is that we live in a society that, you know, female bisexuality is, for lack of a better term, okay. You know, it's accepted. You know, it's kind of like almost a norm. And I don't know if anybody disagrees with this, but, I mean, it's what I see on a regular basis. Like, if two girls started kissing in front of a room full of guys, I'm pretty sure those guys are not going to be like, "Hey, what the hell are you doing? Oh, my God. Oh, get out of here." You know, like, I doubt very seriously. You know, I mean, female sexuality is very much, you know, put on a mantle, you know, as far as, like, how it's shown, sold to us on different levels, you know. I mean, like I said, I think female bisexuality is something that most men, I won't say all, because I have met a few guys that, you know, weren't down with stuff like that. It's kind of weird to me to hear that from a guy's mouth, but I'm like, oh, really, dude? Like, but, you know, I mean, I think everybody, to each his own at the end of the day, and, you know, I think that women should be allowed to explore if they have those feelings, you know what I'm saying? And just really know, and really mentally understand, you know, what it is that they're fantasizing about, what they're thinking, and how far they want to go into actually making it a reality, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because sometimes when you open a door, you may not know how to close it, or maybe you lost control, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's like sometimes when people have sex for the first time, whether straight, gay, or bi, or whatever, you know, they lose their minds. You know what I'm saying? It's about learning how to control your energy and how you distribute it to other people.
Right. I definitely agree. And something you said really made sense. You know, that it's socially, society itself. Women, lesbian women, or women experiencing other women, are more accepted in society. And it has been said that women, you know, we are raised to be emotionally close to each other. And a lot of times your emotions can drive intimate and romantic feelings. And it causes those feelings to develop. And then you get into your personal issues. And sometimes you're sitting there, you're talking for hours. And then some things just happen. And then sometimes they can become very indistinguishable from a romantic relationship. Because you spend so much time with this female, and you're always around her. And that's what you know, that's what you see. And it's just these feelings may happen to develop. And I think that's why. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to
say? No, go ahead. Finish up. Go ahead. I want to chime in on something, but go ahead. Finish up.
Oh, yeah. And I was just saying, I think that's why a lot of women do have romantic, or I'm just going to say fantasies, like Joy mentioned earlier, about other women, because we spend so much time with them. And, you know, women are very sexualized in the media constantly. Mm-hmm. All the time, we see these images of women's bodies in art, in books, and on TV, in music videos. So it's so easy to fall in love with that image. Hence, you know, you having a fantasy about what would it be like to touch that beautiful form of a body that I just saw on TV. So I think that's why it's a little easier for women to fall into this bi-curious, bisexual stratosphere.
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense. I mean, like you said, I mean, women go to the bathroom together. Women can take showers together. Women hold hands together. There's, like you said, there's a lot of intimacy that women experience as they grow up, because it's like women can be undressed in front of each other completely nude and not have it be weird or awkward. But let's say if you have a room of five naked women, a guy shows up naked, it's like, hold on a second, what's going on here, you pervert, you know what I'm saying? So there is a distinguishable, you know, there is a distinguishable difference between how men and women are raised, and you are absolutely right about that.
Right. Go ahead, because I want to also make sure we have time to bring on the other guests, but you go ahead and say your
I was just going to say, because it's like, also, you know, how do you, and I think I want to ask you this question. It's like, because sometimes you have women who are in relationships with men, and I've heard this happen quite a bit, where a woman who thought of herself as completely heterosexual, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. got with a man, and this man had the fantasy of a threesome. But because mm-hmm. that woman loved him so much that she was willing to forsake whatever she believed her sexuality to be at that time to satisfy the needs of her man that she loved so much. Now,
I don't mean to cut you off. I don't think it's necessarily that she is, sacrificing, saying, oh, let me do this for him because I love him so much. I think somewhere deep down, for a woman to agree to that, I think somewhere deep down she also had fantasies about being with another woman. Someone that's completely like, no, I'm heterosexual. I have no types of thoughts of any being with any woman. I don't care how much she loves him. My opinion, I don't think she would do it, period. I think still mm-hmm. that woman has some type of fantasy about a woman for her to agree to do a threesome with her spouse that's a male. So I don't really think they're sacrificing their, whatever.
Right.
Okay. Was that your question?
Yeah, that was a question that I had, yeah. Because, like, I mean, I agree with what she just said. I mean, I do mm-hmm. believe that in order to even get to that level, there had to be some type of already deep-seated fantasy or thought to even get to that level. Because, like, truly, like you said, if you are truly 100% heterosexual, like, you don't have no thoughts, dude, I don't give a fuck how much I love you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I agree with that. I just wanted to get the female perspective on that. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I think she answered that very well. I agree as well that, if you do not want to do it, you're not going to do it. Some women, they end up giving in because they feel like, oh, yeah, maybe I should do it. But I think it's because, their interest has been sparked. Mm-hmm. into exploring that with the woman. I want to bring on 0912 because I know she's been holding just as long. So I want to bring her on, and you can stay on as well for 997. Hang on. 0912, you are on.
Hello, ladies. How are you tonight?
Hi.
Well,
doing great.
I've been listening in on the conversation and kind of picked up on several pieces that I wanted to comment on. One being the, acceptance from society. I do agree with the gentleman caller in regards to society being more accepting towards female bisexuality or female sexuality, simply because when you think about two women being intimate with each other, you see this image of sensuality, sexy, beauty, all of the above, and it makes people's interest more aroused when they see those type of acts evolving. However, when you have two men that come into the picture, you think about hard bodies, And people are less accepting of that fact because we don't see men as being sensual creatures, at the same time. So this is where I feel like it is more accepting, when we have two women that come together. I consider myself as a bisexual woman, and I would agree or feel that my most successful relationship has been with a woman, and it was about 4 years. But the thing is, it does come with being a bisexual woman. It comes with a host of other issues because if you're dating, if you're a bisexual woman dating a full lesbian woman, there are some insecurity issues that may come into play because the stigma mm-hmm. the stigma of bisexuality has earned a negative connotation. When, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, you're bisexual, that means that you're promiscuous, that you can't love one person at the, separately, you're loving several people at the same time. And I think that's not, I don't think that's an accurate depiction of what bisexuality truly is. I think people have gotten greedy, I think, and kind of earned it, made it ugly. They have tainted, the authentic picture of true bisexuality or when you bring several people into the picture, so people think, oh, yeah, well, you're confused. You can't be with just one person at the same time. And I think that's, totally false. You know, I was with this young lady for years, and I never had a desire to be with another man while I was with her. So I think that is possible. And I just think that, people have these, misconceptions about what bisexuality truly is or whatnot. I think that when you bring the conversation up, if you were, say, for example, trying to date a man, and me, I'm being the type of person, I'm very open. I like to put those things out on the table so there won't be any surprises later. But the first thing that a man will say, the first thing that comes into his mind is, well, how about that threesome? Or, to me, that's annoying because I feel like that should be – that is a delicate topic, and you want to be able to open up about it to the right person, because all men are not going to have a certain level of maturity to embrace that. And so you have to be very careful who you decide to bring into that or whatever, because I've had that experience too, where you're bisexual, so I know you want to be down with a threesome. And that's, to me, that's totally false in my case. I don't know about other people or whatever, so it makes me very reluctant in sharing that type of information. So I spend a great deal of time, if I'm dating a man, I spend a great deal of time observing how he reacts in certain situations, his level of maturity or whatever, because like I said, people have different perceptions on bisexuality. So that's just my take on it.
Well, I think you gave a very full and overall comprehensive view, and we really appreciate it, because it's true. It's looked at something like you're having your cake and you're eating it too, and you can, you have a woman one day. But there are people out there who are having sex with a man at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then go have sex with another man at 9 o'clock at night. So we all can fall privy to having sex with multiple partners, whether it's a male or a female. So we really have to get out of that mindset that just because you're bisexual, you are very promiscuous or you have many partners. But a lot of us have many different partners. A lot of us are having sex with a lot of different people. It may not be the same sex, or it may be a different sex, or it may be a combination of both.
Definitely have a lot more options, though.
Oh, go ahead.
I said you definitely have a lot more options.
Yeah, you have a lot more options if you're bisexual, but that doesn't mean that you are more promiscuous than someone who's heterosexual.
This is true. You are
correct. We do have to get out of that mindset of thinking that. While y'all are there, stay right there. So I'm going to bring on one more caller because we're almost finished. But, we can all talk. Give me 1 second. This is 6333. You are on the air with us.
Yes, hi, everybody.
Hi.
I want to pick off the last caller. That how hard it is for her sometimes to come out and say you're bisexual, because I have a friend who said the same thing, where she let her husband know that she was interested, but his visual of who he wants to see her with is not her visual. She likes more androgynous women, where he wants that, you know, the maid, the hot girl in the maid dress, or, you know, the movie. but she has a challenge with at times wanting to be with the woman to herself sometimes, because there's an intimacy, like what you were saying, Mika, earlier on about that bond. We have a different communication, and we have a different intimacy level than men do, than with your man. So she trying to balance out her marriage and balance out that desire, because she hasn't had a full opportunity to embrace her bisexuality the way she wants to. And sometimes she wants to have that moment where she can embrace it out much of him, you know. So I can understand that, but I'm learning a lot by listening to her. How hard it is for thought it would be that tough being bisexual in your heterosexual marriage.
And it has to be a very tough thing, because there are some people out there who are living in heterosexual relationships and they actually despise their lover just because of their sex, and they really want to be with the opposite, the same sex. You know, they may want to be with a man, or they may want to be with a female, and they can't because they have subscribed to society's view, and they are afraid to come out the closet. So it has to be tough for anyone to actually suppress their true sexual desires, their true sexual needs, just for the comfort level of their partner or society. So I think you all brought up some very, very valid points. I would love to have this topic again one day, maybe not so soon, because it is a little heavy, and I know some people aren't as comfortable with it, but I do want to have a part two of this, because I think it's very important that we talk about it and we explore. That's what a G-spot is all about. It's all about what a G-spot with It's all about exploring sexuality and helping women, men as well, develop a confidence in who they are as sexual beings. And there are many different types of forms of sex out there and sexual interactions that we can all engage in. And I think it's good that we talk about it, because we don't know. And there are some of us out there who are in the closet, wanting to experience certain things, but don't feel comfortable enough. So I want the G-Spot with Mika Ray to be a safe space where we can explore those things and talk about them. Does anyone have any final words before we wrap up our show tonight?
The bisexual.
You're breaking up on us. Can you try to find a better? You're breaking up on us, so it's hard to hear you. Can you find a better location? And while you're doing that, who was trying to talk before you? While you're finding a better location.
I was just gonna say that. Thank you for having me and the rest of the ladies on for the discussion, because, you know, I'd like to have open conversations like this, because society, like I said, especially with a lot of men, there's a lot of, really a lack of maturity upon a lot of men. You know, I think men watch too much movies sometimes, and dealing with the reality of meeting a bisexual woman, because, like I said, I've dated, I think 98% of every single woman I've ever dated was bisexual to a degree. On different levels, but bisexual nonetheless. So I've dealt with that craving, so to speak, quite a bit.
Okay.
And I even deal with it to this day. So, I mean, it's nothing bad. I mean, I accept it. I'm a very sexually open-minded person, you know, and just understand that there's levels of maturity that needs to be had in order to deal with, you know, different desires.
Definitely, definitely agree. And 633, did you find a space
Oh, no, that was my point.
We can hear you.
GT said
okay, that was your point. Okay. Great. Okay, well, I didn't want to cut everyone. I don't want the show to cut off on us, so I just wanted to wrap us up. I just want to thank everyone for joining us and sharing your story. We really appreciate it, and we will have more on this topic, and you are also able to continue to talk about it in the actual invite. So I hope you all have a good night. We appreciate you. We thank you for listening to WJBR. Have a good
thank
night,
you.
Everyone.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye.
Everything you want from me, I do. Everything you just, I'm free. And he don't gotta.